Faith-based trad-pop music makes comeback as conservative ideals ascend in culture. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 12, 2025. Faith-based traditional pop music, also known as trad-pop, is reportedly making a comeback as conservative ideals become more mainstream following a broader cultural shift in the United States and President Donald Trump's landslide 2024 election victory. Alex Warren's faith-based love song, Ordinary, which features lyrics mentioning the Lord, holy water, angels, heaven, an altar, and hallelujah, reached the number one song in the U.S. this week, and has remained on Billboard's Hot 100 for the past 20 weeks. Watch below. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so heavenly, something so out of the ordinary, Warren sings in the chorus of Ordinary, adding, you got me kissing the ground of your sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, oh, Lord, return me to dust. Hopeless hallelujah, on this side of heaven's gate. Oh, my life, how do you breathe and take my breath away? At your altar, I will pray you're the sculptor, I'm the clay, the song's lyrics add. Country star Morgan Wallen also topped the charts for a fifth week in a row with his recently released album, I'm the Problem, breaking his own record from 2023 for the most songs ever charted on the Billboard Hot 100 in a single week. Singers Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Benson Boone, and Shaboozey, meanwhile, have country pop and folk-style songs topping Billboard's charts. It's a stark cultural contrast from last summer, Semaphore noted, recalling last year having been defined by the rise of boundary-pushing pop stars like Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan and Charlie XCX, whose brat summer trend was embraced by Kamala Harris' presidential campaign. But in the summer of 2025, things are looking very different with regards to which musicians are popular in the United States, pop music commentator and podcaster Sam Murphy pointed out. What they're representing is a shift toward something far more safer, far more traditional, and far more conservative, Murphy said. Many of these names have strong religious beliefs or religious backgrounds, and it is coming through in the music. Veteran pop stars, meanwhile, haven't managed to cut through. The podcaster added, citing Lady Gaga's 2025 studio album, Mayhem, with singles Abracadabra and Disease struggling on the charts. They both failed to get into the top 10, Murphy said. Adding that instead, Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile is the huge single off the record, and that represents something far more traditional. It's a ballad, it features somebody who is a very safe radio choice in Bruno Mars, and it has a sound that is quite vintage and familiar to people, the pop music commentator noted. Obviously, at the end of 2024, we shift into a conservative government. And so, it makes sense that the culture begins to reflect the time, Murphy said. I feel when you push the needle so far one way, it's inevitable that it's going to swing back very far in the opposite direction. The popularity of Warren's Ordinary also comes at a time when the online tradwife trend is being increasingly embraced and celebrated by younger conservatives who express their desire for more traditional values involving marriage and large families, Semaphore remarked. Last year, as the tradwife trend began to take off, Breitbart News caught up with Gen Z conservatives at Turning Point USA's annual Young Women's Leadership Summit, who shared that many students are finding it rebellious to identify as right-wing amid the left pushing their propaganda in schools. When it comes to being a trad wife and living the trad life, it means upholding and living a traditional life and not allowing the government to control us. Turning Point USA contributor and Gen Z political commentator Morgan McMichael told Breitbart News last summer. Just bringing to back to the home, McMichael said of the tradwife concept, expressing hope in strong nuclear families and continuing to create strong generations that are going to love their country. Watch below. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.